Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
We are coming into a new year here. And God spoke this scripture to me, because I knew it.
Yes, sir.
But God brought this before me. Hadn't been thinking about it before, which I know the scripture very well for years and years and years. Psalms 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hadst formed the earth and this world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight is but as yesterday when it is past. 1,000 years in your sight is as of yesterday when it is past, and as a watch is in the night. Thou carriest them away with a flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass and groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. A lot of things growing do that. For we are consumed by thine anger when we do wrong, and by thy wrath we are troubled if we do wrong. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. So any kind of secret or sins are before God. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, a T-A-L-E, like a story that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. 70 years back in those days, average. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger more than we think, even according to thy fear, reverence, respect, so is thy wrath when people need it. So teach us, if that happens to us, Lord, teach us to number our days. 70, 80, plus whatever. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Number our days so that we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. If any way, whatever, Lord, if you need to say, well, I'll back up and not do that. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. How many need the mercy of God? Amen. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Glad in all our days. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy.
Yes.
So again, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, when you have chastened us, and the years whereupon we have been evil or have done wrong. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy. Let thy work appear unto thy servants. Let thy work appear unto thy servants' ministry, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God, Jehovah Elohim, be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands. Establish thou, O Lord, establish thou the work of our hands upon us, the ministry that we do. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Establish it, O Lord. Well, he that dwelleth, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you dwell in the secret place, people who go one time what they call church on Sunday do not dwell in the secret place of God. People who go twice a week do not dwell in the secret place of God. Oh, not. Daily will I seek thee. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and daily in the temple, every day, they cease not to preach and teach Jesus Christ. So here we come into the new year in America. People who are not in the house of God anywhere, what will happen to them in the next year? Those people who don't go to church, how in the world can you belong to God when you don't serve him in a ministry? Where's your tithe? Where's your offerings? Where's your gifts? Where is that? You've robbed me in tithes and offerings. And you're cursed with a curse, Malachi. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
You have to be with a man of God. You've got to be in the house of God. You've got to be with the people of God. And where's your service? You have a part to play in God's house, a service for him, a service for God. Oh, yeah. Forsaking not the assembling together of ourselves as the manner of some is, and so much more as we see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10. And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to preach and teach Jesus Christ. They continue steadfastly, Acts 2:42, in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, and had all things common. They assiduously, the Greek says, attended all functions, every function of the church. When America was founded, the first thing they built was the church. They didn't build a courthouse. They built the church. It was a church. Everything's around the church. God was the center, and ministry was the center of their life. Every time they looked up, they were looking at the church in the midst of them. And that's what America used to be. On Sunday morning, they'd ring the bell. Church time, church time. Now they got that internet on, some ungodly television, shacked up with somebody drunk, laying on the floor somewhere. That's the way people live today. Are you here?
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank God we're in the house of God here. Amen. We are. We're in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, he that dwelleth in the secret place, in the secret hidden chambers of God. You have to be apostolic or old-time Pentecostals years ago to do this. You do. They were apostolic, didn't even know what they were. So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, the secret, the defense, the hidden of the Almighty, Almighty God. See that, everybody? So they that really live for God every day and pray to God and muse on God and keep God first all the time, they dwell in the secret place of the Most High and shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my refuge. He's what I hie to, H-I-E. He's what I run to. He's what I run to with all I have. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, like a castle with all gates and guards around it. Out of my God, I will say of the Lord, Jehovah, this becoming God, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, my Elohim, my judge. In him will I trust. Will I trust and put all my trust, and I will hide for safety, H-I-E, in him. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Surely he shall snatch you. The word, he shall snatch you up. And I don't have notes with this. Surely he shall snatch you. The Hebrew says, I remember that. He shall snatch you up of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. How many wants health?
Yes, sir.
Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler that come and grab you up, and from the noisome, terrible, plaguing pestilence that comes. Something wrong with you. He shall cover thee with his feathers, his almighty shadow with his feathers, as a hen covereth her chickens under her wings. He shall cover thee with thy feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, high for safety. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth, verity, surety, absolute rightness shall be thy shield, a shield that will protect you from all the fiery darts of the enemy, and a buckler that will act and fasten you and gird you about. This is from memory now. I don't have notes here. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Thou shalt not be afraid when terror comes by night, nor the arrow that flieth by daytime that's come to destroy God's people. Don't be afraid. Because if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty, can't get to you.
Amen.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, or for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness. The pestilence. There it is again. Something really bad. Pestilence, you can't get rid of it. Nor from the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor from the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Come to destroy you, even in the middle of the day. Don't be afraid of it. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. 1,000 that come against you. And 10,000 at thy right hand. Are you hearing? 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 by thy right hand, shall not come nigh thee. Shall not come nigh thee. Shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes. Only with thine eyes. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold all this. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold all this and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thine eyes. It won't get to you. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You won't be rewarded like the wicked. You'll only see it. Because, why is all this? How can you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, abide under the shadow of the Almighty? How in the world can the Lord, he's your refuge, your fortress, in him will you trust? How surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. How will that happen? He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. How will that happen? Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by daytime, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come unto nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the Lord the wicked. Because, how is that possible? Because thou hast made the Lord. Because you have made Jehovah, this one that becomes and becomes more and more and more and more and more to you, that causes things to happen. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, thy hiding place, thy safety, even thy Most High God, thy habitation. You have made all of this because thou hast made the Lord, Jehovah, which is my refuge. Man of God, Moses wrote this psalm. He said, Lord God, who's my refuge? Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, thy dwelling place, where you reside. There shall no evil befall thee because you have done that, because you did this, because you did that, because you did this, because you did this, because you did this. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. A plague has hit nations before. Dear God, the bubonic plague and all kind of things. And there were some people who probably didn't get that. But a lot of things have happened. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. He shall give his angels charge over thee. He shall get the angels of the Lord encampeth about them that fear him and delivereth them from all their trouble. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up with their hands. He's given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up with their hands. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. If you stub your toe, if you dash your foot against a stone, they're going to hold you up, hallelujah, and help you along until you walk again. They shall bear thee up with their hands. He shall give his angel charge over thee. They shall bear you up with their hands, right, to keep you in all thy way. They shall bear you up with the hands. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Tread upon the lion and the adder, the poison snake. You'll tread upon the devil. Come on, somebody. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet. The lion, the poisonous snake, and also the dragon, all that shall be trampled, young lion shall be trampled under thy feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. He hath set his love upon me. He hath set his love upon me. See that? Because he has set his love upon me. You'll tread upon the devil. Because he has set his love upon me. Are you here? Hallelujah. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will deliver him. I'll snatch him out. I'll bring him out. I'll snatch him out. I'll deliver them. I will deliver him. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. If you set your love upon God, he said he's going to deliver you. I will set him on high above all the lions and the snakes and trouble, because he hath known my name. He's familiar with who I am. He hath known my name. So, because you have set your love upon him, therefore he deliver you. He said, I will set thee on high because he hath known my name. Because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me. A man of God, Moses, said, people will call upon me that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I will answer him. I will answer. I will deliver him. And I will honor him. I'll show respect for the way he is. Because he says nothing but me. With a long life. And this is what God spoke to me right here, this verse. When I was working, I wasn't even thinking about it. With long life. Long life. With long life, with long length, long life. This word life is the word yom. It means it's daily, 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 daily. Presently, even now. So even in the process of time, you have long life. Continuance, on and on and on and on and on. Whole age. Entire long life, whole age, always and perpetually, in the word yom, day by day, with long, with day by day, wait, day by day, by day by day, by day, long life, will I satisfy him? I will satisfy him. I will feel to satisfaction. I will satisfy him, feel to satisfaction. It will be enough. Man of God, Moses said, you'll be full of it. The Hebrew, you'll have plenty of it. It will suffice you. It will suffice you. And he will show you long life. Will he satisfy you? Will he fill to satisfaction, fill to the full of, have plenty of it, suffice you, and show you, present to you, show you, provide you, even in the sight of others, the Hebrew says, provide you in the sight of others and appear and show you and present you, and you'll have experience, certainly, surely, indeed, and you will be approved and meet able for the master's use. Amen. And I will show him my salvation. Something saved. Saved out of sickness. Saved out of trouble. Saved out of problems. Saved out of attacks. I'll show him my salvation, my aid, my victory. I'll show him my deliverance. I'll show him, the Hebrew says, my health. I'll show him my health. I'll show him my saving help. My saving help, my saving help, my saving help, my saving help, my saving help. I will show him he will be safe. He'll be rescued. He'll be preserved. And he'll get the victory. Man of God, Moses wrote Psalms 90 and 91. He knows. God preserved him all those years and preserved the children of Israel. Right? God did. Preserved him, preserved him. He said, my God, this is what he'll do for you. But my God will show you. My God will do this. My God that led me out of this. My God that did this. My God that did this. My God, my God. My God that led me through the across the Red Sea. My God that led me out of Pharaoh's house. My God that kept me from being killed. My God that led me through the desert 40 years and then 40 years in the desert and then 40 years on the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. Ever on and on and on. My God will deliver me. My God will. My God that walked all the way with me. My first 40 years, my second 40 years, and my last 40 years, 120 years old, thank God, with long life. Long life, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. My long life, long life. Long life, long, 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 long life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, the Lord will be my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leads me beside the still, not troubled, but still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. King David testifies about it. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, every day, not this one time, not this two time, every day of your life, you'll be dwelling in the house of the Lord. That way you live in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever with long life. Amen. Hallelujah. How many understands that? So with long life shall it satisfy thee. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord is my refuge, my strength, my God, in him will I trust. Amen. Amen. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, this is the way to bring the new year in. That's what he told me. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my God. In him will I trust. Is that right, everybody? Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Looking at it again. From the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Then thou shalt not be afraid, man of God, Moses said. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror, for the terror by night, and for the arrow that flieth in the daytime, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noon, the noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You won't get what the wicked get. You'll get goodness and mercy. Because, we say it again, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Right? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thou shalt no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. To keep thee in all thy ways, they shall bear thee up with their hands, unless thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. Hallelujah. You hear? The young and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because you have set your love upon God. You've set your love upon God. He's first. Seek ye first. First. Not some husband, not some wife. That's not it. Because thou hast set thy love upon me. I'm first, God says. This one thing I have desired. The psalmist said, this one thing have I desired, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This one thing have I desired, because thou hast set his love upon me, therefore I deliver him, and I will set him up on high, because he hath known my name. You can't know God's name going to church one time on a Sunday or looking online. No, you cannot. Look, he said, you better come to the house of God, in the house of God where the people of God are, where the man of God is. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, man of God. Moses said, people dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall call upon God. And God said that, and I will answer him. And I will deliver him and honor him with a long life. Long life. Long life. Will I satisfy him? Satisfy him. And show him my salvation. My deliverance. He's my shepherd, I shall not want. Leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff. The rod corrects me, judges me. The staff pulls me in. If you go astray, thy rod of correction, thy staff that pulls me back into the fold. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me, bring peace. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you don't dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. You won't be there. Just forget it. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. How many glad you've been in the house of God here?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.